Hey, everybody, this is Steli FT.
And this is Heaton Shah. And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about this idea of trying to figure out, or figuring out, if you're lucky, the answer to the question, who am I?
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
And we wanted to give you some thoughts on that. So, Steli.
Yes.
How do we tell people how to figure this one out?
That's a good one. I don't know. So this is a good question, right? And I think this is one of those things that seems so obvious and people have heard so many times that I think it's easy to underestimate the weight of the question and the importance of finding the true answer to this in your life. I think it's one of those things that most people will struggle with at some point or another. I think when we're really young, it's a really big central topic of our existence, right? Especially kind of like at least it was for me and for most people that I observed, kind of the teenage years are years that I feel like are centered all around the question of like, who the hell am I, right? And trying out different personalities and different lives, right? Being like, am I a sports person? Am I into music? Am I a cool kid? Am I a nerd? Am I like, what are my interests? What are my hobbies? What is my tribe? What is my identity? Like, I feel like that those are the years that we're trying to figure out like who we are. And then it seems to me that too many of us too quickly are, you know, getting attached to whatever story it is, and we're stuck there. And some of the choices that we do early might be right, but many of them might not be. And a lot of people, I'm not sure, re-examine this often enough. And then what happens is that because we're all incredibly insecure, we usually look outside to find someone that seems to know what they're doing, and we just think we need to be like that person to also be happy, successful, significant, whatever it is that we're aiming for. So I do think that most people maybe haven't answered the question truthfully, and are suffering the consequences from it. But it's my instant and initial response when you say, you know, how do you figure out who you are? My first thoughts are that you have to ask the question again and really make sure that you have answered it correctly versus just being attached and stuck in an answer that you might have picked out when you were really young a really long time ago.
I think that's really powerful. We don't tend to realize what impact our childhood had on us, right? And what kind of things we picked up, as you said, and then also are sort of running with. You know, depending on what circles you kind of roll in or what you read, some would call that like programming. So it would be like, what were you programmed with as a child? What did you? And there's a few different layers of that. There's the behavior you saw in front of you from your family, whatever family means to you or whatever family was to you at that time. So that's sort of just mimicking whatever you saw. Then there's also taking on whatever you saw and then internalizing it and coming up with your own ideas of what it was. Because, you know, as much as we want to believe like we remember everything or, you know, we can recall an experience or something perfectly, actually what's happening is as we grow up, these experiences that we saw, these behaviors that we saw in front of us actually change because we're changing. Our experiences are changing. And so the whole like revisionist history and this idea that whatever you saw back then, it's changed because of your own life experiences is real. It's true. Like whatever you experience, you might have a different reason for why, you know, who you are based on those experiences from the past. And a lot of things you take on from your family members growing up and whoever had the greatest impact on you, whoever you spent the most time with early on, whatever behaviors you observed.
Yeah, it's crazy. I think that I'm wondering You know, one quote that just came to my mind as we were speaking was this quote of like, don't try to find yourself, don't try to find yourself, define yourself. Like, instead of looking for who am I as like this thing that's like, you know, whatever, God-given or set in stone from the universe or whatever you want, like something that was there from the get-go, people should just make a decision who they want to be and then just become that person through actions, right? And I'm in neither camp. It's funny, like I don't believe that anybody can be anyone they want to be. You know, I do believe that we are born with certain with a certain DNA setup that makes us strong in some areas and weaker in others. I do believe that we can overcome weaknesses. I do believe that we can change our character to a certain degree or expand it. But I do believe that there's a kernel that's there in the very beginning of who we are. And I don't think that fighting against that and trying to be something completely different is wise or smart. So it's kind of a balancing act between acknowledging who you are in your core and what your natural strengths and your natural interests and your natural personality and spirit is, and realizing that you can add to that, change it, amplify it, and defining what kind of a person you want to be moving forward. But I see so many, you know, if we want to bring this down a little bit to the entrepreneurship world or the founder world, you know, I've mentioned this many times before in episodes prior, that when I first arrived in the Valley, you know, and in the US 13 years ago, I wanted, I think like most people at that time, or many founders at that time, I had this idea in my mind that I needed to be like a Steve Jobs type of a founder, right? I was admiring him. He was at the top of the world at that time. And I was like, this is the type of person I need to become in order to be as successful as I want to be. And it took me a few years to wisen up and realize that he was awesome in some ways and probably terrible in others, but overall he was an incredible human being, but I can't be a copy of him. And it's a dumb idea to even try, because I don't want to be a copy of him. I'm a completely different person. And for me to be happy, fulfilled, and truly successful, I need to figure it out on my own and amplify who I truly am. But I'm wondering about this concept of like being born a certain way and like just discovering who you are versus defining and developing who you want to be. What's your point of view on those two things?
I think self-development and you know, defining who you want to be is really powerful. The part of it that what I find a little nuanced is, if you truly want to do that at the core, a lot of it has to do with shedding who you aren't, right? So like if you were taught whatever, but see, it's one of those things that I find, this is where this whole concept turns into a lifelong journey, because you know, when you're going through your different life phases, you are essentially a different person. Even every day, you might be a different person. You know, something changes, like there's a new experience, there's a, insight that you get about yourself or life or everything around you. And you adjust. So to me, I think a lot of this is like, if I were to just be really prescriptive, it's finding those patterns that cause you to feel a certain way or be a certain way or react a certain way, and then figuring out whether you want those to continue or not, right? Like, you know, to go all the way to like something very positive, like, you know, helping an old lady cross the street, right? It could be a pattern that, you know, if that happens to you and you help an old lady cross the street multiple times in your life, right? And it's something you like about yourself. That's the pattern. That's great. It's a good one. It's one that you might want. But you saw it, right? Another example would be, you know, every time you're in the street and you see a homeless person, you decide to give them some money, right? That's a pattern. Is that a pattern you want to continue or not? Then it gets, you know, it starts getting more interesting, right? Like another example would be, you're driving, someone cuts you off, you get really angry at them. You start driving faster, your heart starts racing. That might happen to you all the time. In fact, people who are listening probably experience that. Is that what you want? Do you want to hold that anger? Is that a pattern you want to stop? Right? So to me, a lot of this has to do with, if you're trying to define who you are, you should figure out these sort of subtle things or these patterns and see if like you want to change them. You know, some would say, oh, you should only keep the positive ones, right? And things like that. I don't think I'm as prescriptive. For me, it's like, if you like getting angry when someone cuts you off, right? There's something about it that you can't let go or you don't want to let go. And that's that helps define you in a small way, maybe a big way. So be it. But to me, it's just finding these things. And a lot of them are these triggers. A lot of them are these positive behaviors. A lot of them are things like that, right? If you, every time you meet a new person, you hug them, right? Is that a thing? Is that something you want to continue? Great, continue it, you know? Or is that something you want to change because you make other people uncomfortable all the time? Or, you know, people come and hug, you know, I don't know. There's so many concepts here around patterns like this. And to me, it's like, find the pattern, figure out if I want to keep it, right? If it's something if it defines me or not, right? And if it doesn't define me or I don't want it to define me, then I change it. Right? Or I at least start becoming aware of it and see what I can do in the moments that it shows up for me.
I think one thing that I really want to like underline that you said, and I think this is so true in most things in life, is that this concept of figuring out who you truly are is not, just like most other concepts in life, it's not an end destination. It's not like some kind of a magical place that once you arrive there, you're set. You don't have to worry about this thing anymore, right? We have this idea about almost anything in life that's like success, work-life balance, all these things that we think of as destinations that we're trying to get to. And we think that once we're there, we could just like chill for once and we're just going to, you know, forever reap the benefit of having arrived at that destination. But that's not how life works, right? Life is kind of a never-ending balancing act. And you might be kind of in full harmony with your true self in a way that is really empowering and creates a lot of happiness for you and creates a lot of value for your environment right now. That doesn't mean that type of living, thinking, and acting a year from now will still be in harmony with the world or yourself, right? The world is changing. You are changing every day, inevitably, if you want it or not. I do believe that there's certain core things that can be true. But there's always some readjustment. There's always some updating that needs to happen, some reevaluating that needs to happen. And I think realizing that and letting go and being okay with that is a big part of taking that journey and enjoying it and not getting stuck at any single place. Because if you think of it, the reason why, you know, if you've thought you are a certain type of person and today that is not serving you anymore, the reason that you had decided that at some point was that it seemed like a good decision or it seemed like a good way of being to you at that moment, right? So it might have been useful back then, or it might have been, you know, the best thought that you could have had with the type of information that you had or the best kind of behavior that you could exhibit in your circumstances. But, you know, a year later, 10 years later, a week later, it might just not be true anymore. And having that mental flexibility to reevaluate and to expand and retract and experiment and play, even with your personality, is, I think, a really, really useful concept. The other thing that I'll say